Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
If you've been listening to this podcast for the past couple of months, if you've been listening to the radio show for the past few months, you know that I have taken off on July the 19th. I have asked for a personal day. I will not be available. I don't care what happens in the world of sports because I will be locked in playing EA College Football 25 for the first time in over a decade with a new game. This man knows more about it than just about anybody else out there, Matt Brown. He writes Extra Points. It's a great newsletter. If you are interested in the business of college football, I definitely suggest you subscribe to it. You can follow him on Twitter, at Matt Brown EP, and he got to play the game. Matt, how does it feel to be the envy of basically every red-blooded American male out there right now?
It's definitely been a surreal couple of weeks, especially as somebody who does not consider himself a capital G gamer and certainly did not get into this business to be breaking video game news. Kind of fell on this beat here by accident, but it's great to, had the thing, actually gotten behind the sticks for a little bit and to help be a part of something that is so emotionally important to so many people.
Are you a play your favorite team from the start kind of guy, or are you a I'm going to win a national title with Akron kind of guy?
Oh, I can't relate to anybody that sits there and thinks, boy, I can't wait to just hop on the game and play with Alabama. I grew up in Columbus. I went to Ohio State, but when I start playing this game, I'm unquestionably going to play with Akron or Kennesaw or Monroe first. There's no fun in starting with a team that's already got six stars.
I hope you choose Akron. Joe Moorhead's a friend of mine, so I'd love to see him get a national title while he's up there. When you got to play the game, how complete were the rosters in terms of, how many left tackles 61 or CB 22 did you see on the teams that you got a chance to play?
Well, for this, I think it's important to reiterate that the build that I played, which is, I think we're now coming up on three-ish weeks ago, did not have all of the rosters completed. And by that, we mean it isn't because they didn't get the players' IP or NIL rights. It was they hadn't finished making the likeness and importing everybody into the roster. So, like, as an example, if I played with Ohio State for a little bit, yeah, their quarterback's in the game and a lot of the wide receivers are in the game, but you did have a couple of dummy players or names that would probably be on the two deep that weren't there. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be in the game. It just means that, like, they weren't finished when we played them. The other, I think kind of funny change, and this was true when we played Madden as well, is that even when they had finished putting players' names and correct attributes, the player models come in later. So, like, when I played with Syracuse, I want to say two-thirds of my offense had the Kyle McCord, like, builds. Like, oh, it's oops, all Kyles. I have an offensive line full of Kyle McCords. I have the quarterback. And obviously that's not what's going to be in the game right now. I would tell fans that EA got over 12,000 people signed to this contract and opted in. And so you are going to play with a roster of overwhelmingly current and real players, no matter who you play with.
That being said, as we know, rosters stay in flux almost continually now in college football. Covering Mississippi State, they've added, three or four players in the last month. How what's the plan to update rosters throughout the season from EA?
Yeah, what they've told me is that they're treating this game like any other AAA sports title right now, which means that they're viewing this as a live service rather than a static release. Like, I have on my desk a copy of the Sega Genesis Bill Walsh college football game. When you bought that, yeah, right? Like,
my friend.
Full Sega thing. But when you got that bad boy and all, 12 megabytes of glory, the roster's the roster, right?
Yeah.
The way that it's been explained to me is that it's not technically very challenging to move a player from one team to another or to make a change during the season. They don't want to set the expectation that any kind of roster movement is going to be put there immediately. But, Madden and NBA 2K and NHL will publish roster updates. And I've been told that capacity exists here, not just for players that transfer or drop off of rosters or make other changes, but for new uniforms, new traditions that happen during the season, potentially even playbook changes. These are the kind of things that can be updated over the course of the year.
When we look at the games that you got to play, What stood out to you from a gameplay perspective? Obviously, the visuals and seeing those that your favorite traditions come to life is cool. But just from playing a football game, what stood out to you?
I would say that playing the game itself, it was pretty clear that this is going to be very different from NCAA 14. Like, I struggled my first hour playing the game because I was, used to animations and throwing style and the option, specific ways, and a lot of those mechanics are different. I think there's going to be a learning curve for a lot of people, particularly for how you run the option. I think the game is not going to hold your hand in making the correct read quite as much as it did before. But that means that when you do make the right read and you have a little bit more control over how you pitch the ball and where you are kind of spatially, it's very satisfying. I also think that from what we played and what we were shown, the game is going to make a big effort to prevent you from cheesing the same three or four plays.
Yeah.
Whether that's through the updates and how the computer AI system works for on-the-fly coaching adjustments, as well as the wear and tear system. If you have a 5'9", 160-pound quarterback, and you call plays like Urban Meyer and call 14 designated quarterback runs, that man's going to be in the hospital by the third quarter. He's going to have an 18 speed rating, and is going to be and it's not going to work. So you're going to have to actually manage your physical wear and tear over the course of a game, and manage your playbook rather than just feeding one guy every single time.
So just let me clear that up a little bit. Let's say that I have a running play that's working. I can switch out my running backs and try to keep the wear and tear low, but the computer will still adjust to the fact that I'm running the same play over and over again.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Now, they might not be able to stop it, right?
Right.
If you're playing as Georgia and you're going up against Sam Houston State, I think the big difference is, right, is that, like, this year, the matchup talent difference is going to matter a lot. So, yeah, you can put in your backups, and if you can physically overpower people, you don't need to be super creative with scheme. If you could just beat them with Joe versus Joe, just like in real football.
What's the new feature on the game that you like the most? And then what's the old feature that didn't make the cut that you missed the most?
Well, I think the old feature, this isn't something that I personally feel super strongly about, but my audience has definitely let me know a lot over the last couple of weeks. In the popular Road to Glory mode, in previous editions, you would start as a high school player,
right?
And you would try to win a championship that way. That's not the case this year. You will start as a college recruit, and you'll kind of pick your school based on what kind of archetype you are. EA believes that this is a better change because it gets you into the college game faster. And makes that mode, kind of turn over a little bit faster. I understand some people don't like that. They're not going to be a big fan. I am personally most excited to really get in the weeds with the new recruiting system in Dynasty, particularly in how coach archetypes and skill trees are set up. If you played this game and you remember the last edition, you would level up your coach over the course of your career, depending on what you did on the field. But everybody built their coach the exact same way. You put all your points into recruiting until you max that out. Then you switch to the other thing. And after 3 years, you'd be maxed out at everything. You're not going to be able to do that this year. There's a lot more flexibility. I think there's 11 different kind of like trees that where you can go to add different skills to your coach, and you can't max everything out. And then you have, I think, a very interesting creative decision about, do you hire coordinators who are good at stuff that you're not to be more well-rounded? Or do you double or triple down on what kind of coach that you are and hope to build your program that way? I don't know what the right answer is going to be. I think it'll be fun to get in the weeds and see.
One last question, and maybe we're asking for a little bit much, but do you know if there's any plans to revive the college basketball and for Mississippi State fans here, college baseball franchises that used to be on PlayStation?
Yeah, I've written about this a lot. And while I would never say never, I would tell people that the odds of that happening as a AAA video game, like something that's released annually by EA, are very, very low. People need to remember that the basketball and especially the baseball games, they didn't sell very well.
Mm.
They were canceled before the O'Bannon case. Like the college football series, EA wanted to keep making that. It made lots of money. It was the NCAA that wouldn't let them do it. Everyone got out of the college basketball and baseball business well before that. So bringing those games back now for EA would not just require expensive licensing rights, but they'd also have to completely rebuild their ability to make a AAA basketball or baseball game. And you can do that for football because you're easily going to make $200 million this year because video game development has gotten so much more expensive. If your potential market size is 60 million, 70 million, it becomes much more complicated. Not saying it can't happen, but I think it is more likely to happen as an indie game rather than a AAA game.
Yeah, it's a good point that EA doesn't have a NBA game either. They don't have a model to work it off of. It's 2K, so that's a really good point. Matt, I cannot tell you how excited I was to do this interview. This game has become an obsession of mine over the past few months. And seeing that Bill Walsh, I'll just go and tell you, anytime you if Sega Genesis had online play, I would get on there today with Nebraska 83 and run all over the buddy. I would. Matt Brown, Extra Points Newsletter. Definitely check that out if you want more information on this game and, like I said, on the great business going on in college football right now. Thank you so much for your time today. Really, really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.